Chapter number 43, verse number 2.
But
when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. And when you pass through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame come upon you.
Upitapo katika maji mengi, nitakuwa pamoja nawe, na katika mito, haitakugharikisha. Uendapo katika moto, hautateketea, wala mwili wa moto, hautakuunguza.
And may the Lord bless his word.
Acha Mungu aibariki.
Father, we thank you for this portion of the scripture that we've read. We ask and pray the Lord God will be sure strong on our behalf as we stand before your people. Lord, use us as vessels for your own glory and praise. We thank you for everyone that came today. And let the ministry of your spirit, Lord, be able to minister to the needs of your people. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
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 We were speaking about the God that is with us. In the morning, I was reading through the book of Matthew, and I wanted to know the blessings and the promises God had made for us. I also read in the book of Daniel, chapter number 3, verse number 24, and I saw what God has for us. In the book of Matthew, chapter number 1, verse number 23, the Bible says, that the child that shall be born shall be called Emmanuel, because God is with us. So when we hear about Jesus, when we hear about the greatness of God, then we come to know that we have a God who's decided to be with us. So whether we go through hard and good times, whether things are not conducive to yourselves, whether things do not give you the joy and the peace, one thing you need to understand that we have a God who is with us. That when everyone is able to leave you, people can forsake you because of problems. People can promise and not fulfill. But whether they do that or not do it, whether they honor the promises or don't honor, you need to be encouraged in the Lord that you have a God who is with you. When your friends turn against you, and when your people turn against you, you have a friend that sticks closer than a brother. That is a God that remains with us. Hallelujah. Reading through the scriptures, that when you pass through the waters, the Lord will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they shall not be able to sweep you. And when you pass through the fire, they shall not be set ablaze. Looking through the book of Daniel, chapter number 3, verse 24. Then Nebuchadnezzar rose and slipped to his feet. And he told his people. Then we threw three people in the fire. How come I see four men, but the countenance of the fourth man is like the son of the gods? And the people saying, we are amazed because we threw three people, and they were also bound by the men we see in the fire. They are free and walking. And the fourth man, he's like the son of the gods. Some was helping me say amen. That when the three young Hebrew men, when they were thrown in the fire, they were meant to be destroyed. But I want to thank God that when they landed in the fire, They were not on their own. We have a God who was with them. We have a God whose promises are yes and amen. He is not man that he can lie. Reading through the book of Numbers, chapter number 23, and verse number 19, the Bible says, God is not human that he can lie. God cannot lie. He cannot receive on his promises. It is he who promised and said, I will not leave you neither forsake you. This was the accomplishment of the great promises of God, that when you walk through the fire shall not be able to burn you. So in the book of Daniel, we see Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They are now in the fire, but the Lord is with them. They are now in the fire, but the fire is not able to set them ablaze. They are in the fire, but the fire cannot destroy them. Why? Because God is with them. And you give God a hand clap. Because He's a God who's faithful. He's a faithful God. That whatever He says, He shall be there to accomplish. He cannot begin something and never bring it to accomplishment. Every good work that the Lord brings, every good work that the Lord starts in you, He shall bring it to completion. It is He who says, I'll never forsake you. I will not leave you. I will be with you at the end of times. In bad times and good times, our God remains God. When you are going through hard times, when you are going through difficult times, maybe you are asking preacher, what are you talking about? I want you to know today, we have different type of fires that the people go through. We have different type of waters that want to engulf you, and men and women are going through. But we have a great promise here that when you go through those waters, the waters of your life that want to kill you, want to take your life away, they want to put you down, then they have broken your heart, the Lord will give you. When you are put in the fire, maybe marital fire, things are not conducive. You have no peace in your marriage. You have no peace in your family. You have no peace in your workplace. Your employer is threatening you. Your employer is threatening you with a sack. I want you to know, you are going through a hard time. These are difficult times in your life. They are like fire in you. They are burning up your life. I want you to know today that when you go through them, you need to go through them. We confess in the Lord, looking on Jesus, He's the author and the finisher of our faith, whose promises are yes and amen. It is Him who says, I will not leave you, I will not forsake you. He is here to accomplish. He's not man that he can lie. He will not give up on you. When things become so hard, He will be with you and in the end of time. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 20, verse number 4, my Bible says, for the Lord your God is one who goes with you. He does not leave you go alone. The Lord your God is one that goes with you to fight for you against your enemies. You need not to fight your people. You need not to fight your enemies. You need not to fight anybody. Because the battle does not belong to you. The battle is of the Lord. All you need to do is to look on Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. For His promises are yes and amen. It's not man that can lie. He said, I will be with you. I'm sure the Lord is with us. Somebody help me say hallelujah. He said He will fight your enemies. And He will not just fight your enemies. People can fight your enemy. People can threaten your enemy. victory. He also grant you the victory. Because in Christ Jesus, we are more than conquerors. Somebody help me say amen. What are these fires that men are going through? We have marital fires. These are social fires in life. We have economic fires. Financially, you are not good. Things are not going the way you want. You are like stuck in your life. Your friends have let you down. The people you trusted, the people you believed in, they have let you down. They have broken your heart. They have put you in pain. And there is pain going in through you. Inside of your life, you are passing through some pain. You are in the crossroad of your life. You are in a state of indecision. You don't know what you should do and not do. You are in a great confusion. There is trouble all around your life. You are in a level of giving up because of the pressure on your life. I want you to know today that the Lord is with you. He will never leave you neither forsake you. He will rejoice over you. As it's written in the book of Zephaniah. In the book of Zephaniah, chapter number 3, verse number 17. The Bible says, the Lord God is with you. And he is mighty to save you. He will save you from the turmoil of your life. He will save you from the state of confusion. He will take you out of the state of trouble. He will bring you out from the mire. All you need to do is to look on him. For God has never left his people. He wants to be with us. He wants to be with us all the time. He's extending his hand towards you. He wants to meet you out from where you are. He wants you to be with him. He does not want to leave you. Someone say amen. When you read through the book of Mark, this was the time Jesus told his disciples, let us cross over to the other side. They are going to do ministry. They are going to do the works that God had called them to do. And the Bible tells me, when they entered the port, and Jesus went down with them, but he went under and began to sleep. In the midst of the sea, the storms began to beat against them. They were being buffeted from all sides. They were being bombarded from all sides. And the storms were so fierce that these men began to fear for their lives. They began to throw things out of the boats, at least to lighten up their lives. To lighten up their boats. When they had thrown everything possible, the storms became more strong. It was now coming to the state of giving up. But I want to thank God for the disciples of the Lord Jesus. They were able to remember that as we are struggling, we have the Lord with us in the boat. And they went to Jesus and said, Master, Master, don't you care we perish? My Bible tells me, and Jesus rose up and rebuked the wind, and the sea became calm. What does that mean to you today? That when you are passing through hard times, when we are going through the troubles, when we are fearing for our lives, when things are not good for us, when you feel you should give up in life, when you think you have no reason to live on, I want you to know today, in that very life you are living, in that very pain you are going through, the Lord God is with you. Only you need to do is to call on him. As the disciples of the Lord Jesus, when they realized things are not going to be better, when they were on the verge of giving up, when they were almost giving up on their life, they remembered we have the Lord with us, and they went to the Lord Jesus. I want to thank God that I have my Lord Jesus, that when I go to him, he does not give me many questions. He has not given me many interviews. All Jesus did was to rise up and rebuke the storms, and the sea became calm. When you call on the Lord Jesus, He's going to rise up in your life. He's going to come up in your life. And He's going to rebuke the storms of your life, the fires of your life, the waters of your life, and things are going to be calm. Because He is the Lord God, our Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. You have no peace in your life. We have the Lord that gives peace. You have no health in your life. We have the Lord that heals. He's a God who will not leave you. He's a God who will not forsake you. This is what the Bible says in the book of Psalms, chapter number 68, verse number 1. Psalm 68, verse number 1. My Bible says, then let God arise, and all His enemies scatter, and the people that hate God, they shall flee at His presence. You need not to fear for your life. You have a God who is with you. Call on the name of the Lord, and the Lord shall arise in your life, and your enemies shall flee. And the people that hate your God, they will flee at His presence. I feel excited in the spirit that I need not to fear for my life. When peace are not going the way I want, I need to call on the name of the Lord. Is threatening you today? What is breaking your heart today? Don't fear for your life. Don't give up on your life. You have all the reason to live on. You have all the reason to be alive. Because the Lord God said and promised, I will not leave you neither forsake you. God is mighty to save, and He is with us to save us. He is with us to deliver us. He is with us to heal us. In the book of Exodus, chapter number 15, verse number 26, my Bible says, the last part of that scripture is the Lord that healed our diseases. When we have disease in our lives, when we are fearing for our life, we have the Lord that healed our diseases. Call on the name of the Lord, He will arise in you, and He will rebuke the storms of your life. He will rebuke the fires of your life. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. He was there the days of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He is the same today and forevermore. I want you to know today, the pain you are passing through now, the hard times you are experiencing, the troubles in your life, they are not worthy to be compared to the glory of God, which is yet to be revealed. For your tomorrow is in the hands of God, and it's better than today. Your tomorrow shall never be like today. Your tomorrow is better than today. Let the devil do what it wants to do. Let the enemy do what it wants to do. Your tomorrow is not in the hands of the enemy. Your tomorrow is in the hands of God. And your tomorrow shall be better than today. Today, if you are going through circumstances that you don't understand, I want you to know the circumstances through which you are going through, the condition of your life today, it is no surprise to God. It is no surprise to God. Why? Because in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 4, verse number 13, my Bible says, there is nothing that is hidden before God. King James Version says that our God is a designer of the secret intents of the hearts of men. There is nothing that is hidden before Him. So what you are going through today, the pain in your life, the troubles of your life, your family troubles, the state of your family, the condition of your life, is no surprise to God. God is fully aware of what you are going through. And this is what He has done. He has already made a way for you to escape through He has already made a way for you. For your salvation. He has already made a way for you. You need not to worry. Your God is closer to you more than what you think. Because he will never leave you. He will not forsake you. It's the Lord God who is with us. It's the Lord God who is with us. We should rejoice because God is with us. God cannot leave you. Your husband can leave you. Your wife can leave you. Your children can forsake you. Your friends can give up on you. But God will never leave you. He is with you to save you. He is with you to deliver you. Only call on the name of the Lord. Because when you call on him, he will answer. And it's mighty to save. May God bless you today. 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 Verse number 1, the Bible says, those that trust in the Lord, they shall be like Mount Zion. They shall never be moved. They shall never be moved. They shall never be shaken. They shall abide forever. Today, the troubles you have, the brokenheartedness you have, the state of fear that is in your life, because you have been let down. You have been disappointed. You don't see the reason to live on. There are many things you wanted, they have not been forthcoming. This is the day that the Lord has made. That when you are going to look on him, when you are going to put your trust in him, it will be like it was with Daniel and Shadrach and Meshach. The Lord that was with them in the fire, he will be with you. The Lord that was not able to forsake them, he will not forsake you. Because it's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. The same yesterday, the same today, and the same forevermore. So as we go to pray, I want you to tell God what you are going through. And he's able to listen. And he's mighty to save. He's God who is with us. Let us stand.